Now, Justin Lepich's press conference is underway. Let's get down and hear from the Brisbane Lions coach.
Soft goal sort of crept in at the end when we've sort of been nutting those out of our game slowly, and then every now and again, it's whether it's a quarter here or a patch there, they come back in. So all the time, there's things we can fix now. There's some things that'll take some time, weeks, months and years. So, but that's okay.
Is there any way of stemming those sort of late mistakes from the box, or are you counting on the guys out there?
Yeah, we put a seventh back and they manned the seventh up, and you know they were very, well, Ross was very keen to make it a contest obviously in that last quarter, and the problem is if you keep putting numbers behind the ball you keep choking yourself into your back end, so we went away from it and just had to tough it out, made a few positional changes, but you know, in the end it only takes one or two errors, doesn't it, for goals to get scored, so Just gotta stop those mistakes.
Were you pleased with the way your side handled the contested nature of the game and also the conditions? And you, like, you scored just about every time you went in. And not that you went in a lot, but you know that you looked more likely to score.
Yeah, it was probably more about defensive effort, even more than our offensive effort was pleasing today. We didn't really flow the ball a lot, get over the back. It was a pretty stodgy effort with the ball, and that's what, you know, young defenders, starts raining and you know the Sharons get slippery, all of a sudden the brain's thinking, oh, I don't want to take too many risks, so a couple of times at the end we did and nearly come off, but would like to encourage that a bit more.
Justin, there's a huge tackle count in the game compared to what either side normally plays. Was that as much conditions, or was it the way that you wanted the ball played that they weren't getting it easy?
Conditions and stoppages, more stoppages, more tackles, they tend to go hand in hand, so that's just, they normally relate.
What was your take on the Mitch Robinson-Matt Fyfe matchup? You contained it pretty well for a bit.
So I see it was entertaining for everyone around. So, look, what I think Mitch Robinson does is, which I wish all our players can take a leaf out of, he attacks every contest with vigour and, well, if he's got only a fingertip left to give, he'll give it, and, you know, and there's some Fremantle players, particularly in that do that naturally as well. I mean, last-ditch efforts just to get a hand in to stop Daniel Rich, I think it might have been Valentine, distributing the ball. I mean, they're the little things you gotta, that the best bring into their game that we have to bring into ours.
But what do you do with the conditions, the fatigue, I guess, the short turnaround, you know, a good opponent this weekend? How do you manage that this week?
Well, we're staying over tonight doing a review here, and we figure not do the red eye for a young team, try and get decent sleep in here in Perth and review here and have a day off when we get back. So hopefully that helps. It's a bit of a trial, but we'll wait and see. Most teams take their red eye home if they get the opportunity, but we'll try something a bit different, get some feedback and see what we think going into the game. Let's hope, when you're coming off the Perth games, you always hope that energy is good the next week.
Just on taking Fremantle, taking them on in the wet, do you feel that there are more openings when it is a bit slippery and they're not as clean as normal?
Oh, no. I think we played Fremantle in the wet here last year. I think they won about 120 points. So,
yeah.
I think they're pretty good in the wet. I mean, they got probably the three biggest bodied mids in the competition. So, they handle themselves nicely in there.
In previous years, they seem to dominate in the wet, but this season, there's been a few games where perhaps they haven't asserted their dominance as we probably thought that they would.
Yeah. Oh, look, you know, I've obviously watched their previous games, and obviously the Gold Coast was wet and Tigers was a bit slippery. Hard to tell off the telecast, but I guess let's be honest, they're going pretty well. I wouldn't be too worried if you're a Fremantle supporter.
Did Leuenberger answer a question for you today, or did he pose a new one? Because it hasn't worked when they've both played, or not as much as you'd like, and then he's probably played his best game in a long time.
One thing I learned today, Hammo, is ruckman like playing in the ruck. I mean, when Steph gets the crack, he goes really well, and when Berger gets the full-time crack, he goes really well. So that, yeah, probably poses a dilemma for us as a footy club going forward, doesn't it? But good problem to have. But it'd be nice to have that problem with all our positions on the ground. But you know, at least he stood up and did his job, didn't he, Berger, today? After, you know, obviously a really big dominant ruckman, it's difficult enough, you know, going against someone that's only a foot taller than you, so he did well.
Is it?
No, we're fine. Thank you. Injury's fine. Thank you.